It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Yes, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is August 17th, 2022. It means it is Wednesday, and it is 1903 UTC. Sorry for the delay, but that's how it works sometimes. Greetings, Stug and X1 and everyone in comp. If you want to join in the chat while we're talking and doing the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And then, once you get over there, you run com, just type com, press enter, press G for go to, and then type in anon radio, all lowercase, all one word, press enter, boom, you will be in an anon radio room, be able to hang out with cool people like Tobe and Utsoho and X1 and Stug and everyone that hangs out in comm. There's always fun stuff happening. It's very a non-radio room is the bumping and jumping room during a non-radio broadcast. So definitely stick around. Press the equal sign when you're there to see the schedule, or go to anonradio.net for the schedule. All right. Well, just before we get into the world news, let's see. Let's mention couple of things that I think are worthwhile. One, I got my bike to start yesterday, so that was exciting. I had put everything together and charged up the battery, and it didn't want to start this yesterday. But today, or I guess yesterday afternoon, when I got home from work, I went to start it, and I could hear the gas pump was pumping, was keeping the pressure up, but then when I'd let off, you could hear it. And so I thought, maybe something's clogged or like a tube is bent or something. But that gas pump sounded real strong, so I went ahead and just twisted the throttle pretty far wide open, and it made the oddest noise. It went, instead of just normally a bike when you start, it just goes like, raw, and then it kind of calms down. Well, this one, it was just kind of, it was like it was coughing. It was like, pop, 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 pop. And then you could hear each cylinder was kind of out of sync, and it was like, bah, 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 bah. And I gave it more gas, and then it roared to life. So I replaced the air filter and I replaced the air filter, one of the spark plugs, and because I can't get to the other one, and had charged up the battery. So I changed everything I could. But it started up, which is great. So after work today, probably after the Dubious Goals Committee, really, I'm going down to the bike shop. I'm going to get my chain repaired, or replaced, I should say. And then once that gets replaced, that will do it. I'll need to order new tires. X1's throwing out some hints and tips. But once I get some new tires, essentially what I've been doing for all my bikes is I'll buy the tires, get them shipped to the guy, and then when they show up, I'll roll up on my bike and he can swap them out. I like these Michelin tires, but they're in stock online, but not all the time. And so sometimes there's a waiting list, so it's better to order them yourself, at least for that. All right. Not really big news, but just kind of a minor news. If you're listening to Hacker Public Radio, HPR, and you're not on the mailing list, you should join up on the mailing list. A lot of times there's discussions and stuff happening, and the Linux in-laws was the topic of some discussion. Our very own Claudio M, he chimed in too. So anyway, I just wanted to throw all that out there, because now it's time. Cool. This is up. This is a PeerTube link. I'm going to share it with you. A nice Frenchman who's very good with Krita and does pepper and carrot, I believe. Pepper and carrot. He uses Krita and does a lot of open source stuff. But anyway, I put a link. There's a PeerTube link I put in comm. Did a tutorial how to illustrate with Krita. I bought a little Wacom, kind of, not a Wacom, but a tablet, so I'm going to try and follow that along. Anyway, sdf.org/l/6j, that's sdf.org/lima/6juliet, all lowercase, sdf.org/l/6j. All right, sorry, I know, I shouldn't have rambled on like that.
That's correct.
Oh, well. Well, that's what happens. Sometimes it just, All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. It is... Pepper is, like, the name of a person. It's the name of a lady, I think. So, Pepper and Carrot. Yeah. Pepper and Carrot is a free and open source webcomic series by French artist David Revoy. The series consists of small episodes about teenage witch Pepper and her cat, Carrot. It's translated into 28 different languages and stories without violence. It aims to be accessible for everyone. It's created using Krita and Inkscape. So that's what's going on. All right, well, let's get started the way now. Let's go ahead and get into
world news.
We didn't start the way we always start. I'm going to have to change my phrase now. In Spain, Spanish fires. Passengers injured fleeing Bejas. 10 passengers were hurt, 3 seriously, when they tried to escape a train that became caught up in a sweeping wildfire northwest of Valencia in eastern Spain. The fire near Bejas, B-E-J-I-S, which has been whipped up by fierce winds, leaving several firefighters running for their lives. The passengers were on a service from Valencia to Zaragoza in the north when the fire brought the train to a halt. There is a General Zaragoza that has a park in my godmother's hometown down here in Texas. The train driver asked passengers to stay on board, but some panicked. As he prepared to reverse the train, which had left Valencia late on Tuesday afternoon with 48 passengers on board, some broke windows in an attempt to escape the flames as the flames drew close. Some of those who fled suffered burns, and one was airlifted to a hospital for treatment. Those with the worst burns were a 58-year-old woman and a girl aged 15. No one who stayed on the train was hurt. The intensity of the fire was shared on social media as it approached the train. The driver eventually moved to the back of the train and retreated to the nearby station of Quadiel. Passengers who had fled along the tracks rejoined the train, and those who were injured received initial treatment there. More than 2,000 people have been evacuated from Bejas and neighboring towns. The Castellan Fire Brigade shared videos of firefighters fleeing flames several meters in height as the wind changed and threatened their lives. "Run, run," they can be heard shouting as the fire surrounds them. Firefighters fear as many as 6,000 hectares, or 60 square kilometers, of land has been ravaged by the fire. Another blaze started by lightning in the Val d'Abo area of Valencia late on Saturday has devastated 11,500 hectares. Much of Western Europe has seen forest fires during a long summer of sweltering heat waves. Human-induced climate change has triggered more frequent and more intense heat waves, and the world is already warmed by 1.1°C since the industrial era began. So, sad times. Hopefully rain will eventually fall here. But yeah, just very scary. Well, if Mother Nature doesn't kill you, other humans might. El Salvador extends state of exception as arrests hit 50,000. El Salvador's Congress has approved a one-month extension to a state of exception used to round up alleged gang members as the chief of police announced more than 50,000 people had been detained. The country's 84-seat unicameral assembly agreed late on Tuesday to grant the government's newest request to maintain the decree, with 66 members voting in favor of an extension through mid-September. X1 lets us know there is some rain in Belgium and France. Well, that's good to know. Hopefully the rivers fill up and bring some water there. Oh, and in the UK, man, I need to move somewhere further north because there has not been hardly any rain here in central Texas. And the way it's going, I've got a feeling we're not going to get a lot more anytime soon. Basically, El Salvador is saying the state of exception suspends certain civil liberties, including the right to association, the right to be informed of the reason for an arrest, and access to a lawyer. Many Salvadoran families say loved ones with no gang ties have been detained in the sweeping arrest campaign, while Amnesty International reported dozens of people have died in custody. The Alliance for Peace movement opened an office for legal counseling and said recently received 500 complaints on arbitrary arrests. Meanwhile, El Salvador's human rights ombudsman, Apolonio Tobar, said his office had given 28 investigations into deaths of people who perished while in the custody under the state of exception. Outside Congress, before the vote, 25-year-old Virginia Guadalupe Solano Lopez said her husband, Jose Alfredo Vega, had been relaxing in their home with their daughter on March 27th in Jalisco in eastern Salvador when police hauled him away without explanation. She's not seen him since. He's not a criminal. He doesn't have a record. He's not stained, she told the AP. They took him because someone accused him of being with the gangs. Armed gangs, which have estimated to count some 70,000 members in their ranks, have terrorized El Salvador for decades. So, very scary and strange. They've detained 50,000 people, and they expect, or they suspect, there are only 60,000 gang members, or 70,000 gang members. It's insane. To house some of the detainees, they've ordered construction of a gigantic prison for 40,000 people in a rural area of the city of Tocoluca, in the center of the country, which should be ready before the end of the year. However, experts say the government's focus on arrests and mass incarceration will not solve the problem of gang violence. So, very troubling. yeah, if you can start ocean in a bottle, or fresh water in a bottle, really, is what the problem is. We need some fresh water. So many people moving here. Our aquifers are running out of water. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, has slammed unimaginable cruelty inflicted on Tigray. The World Health Organization branded the man-made catastrophe in the Tigray region the worst disaster on Earth and slammed global leaders for overlooking the humanitarian crisis. Of course, we all know, if a humanitarian crisis happens in Africa or in a place where not white people are, the West is really, really slow to help, if it helps at all. And so they're calling it out. WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said unimaginable cruelty was inflicted on 6 million people in the northern region, effectively cut off from basic services for nearly 2 years. Tedros, who is himself from Tigray, suggested racism may be... Oh, hey, we're on the same page. Suggested racism may be why the situation ranked behind Ukraine in terms of international attention, despite it being the worst humanitarian crisis. In November 2020, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into the region to topple the People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, Tigray People's Liberation Front, accusing rebels of attacking Federal Army class. X1 points out, humanitarian crises are very different from war, and this is true. Since the war broke out, Ethiopia's northernmost region has suffered food shortages, and access to basic services such as electricity, communications, and banking has been severely limited. The unmanageable cruelty must end. The only solution is peace, according to him at a press conference. How can peace talks happen when 6 million people are suffocated, he said. Tedros suggested discrimination to explain why the crisis has persisted without world leaders pressing Ethiopia and its neighboring northern neighbor Eritrea, whose forces have been backing the Ethiopian army. This is trouble and very sad here, what's going on. But don't worry, it gets worse. Yeah, it gets worse. This is a little trigger content warning for you. We're going to talk about self-harm here. So, and then after that, we'll be talking about violence against women and sexual assault. So, if you want to wait, I'm going to play a song in, and then we'll be back. So, if you need to walk away, 5 minutes or so, probably. All right, here we go. No hope. Suicides on the rise in northwestern Syria. Living in Idlib, the largest opposition-held province in the country's northwest, he had survived the direct consequences of the war. Airstrikes, barrel bombs, snipers. But the war has other effects, and Muhammad's family was finding it hard to get by. His father had had his legs amputated as a result of injuries sustained during the war, and the family had been forced to flee their home in the town of Marat al-Numan after government forces attacked in 2019 and settled in camps for internally displaced people along the Syrian-Turkish border. Muhammad dropped out of school and started to look for a job to help them. Muhammad has to bear the responsibility of providing for the whole family, his father Salim explained to Al Jazeera. He had 9 siblings, 7 of them girls, and he was the eldest of the boys. He left school and worked full-time, something he wasn't used to. We had no idea where we were going when we left Marat al-Numan. We spent our first night sleeping in the open in the rain. We went from place to place fleeing the regime forces. Salim said that his son would tell those around him the circumstances would improve and the family would be able to return. But at the same time, Muhammad was getting into debt trying to help his family. His behavior was changing. He would sit alone away from the family, and he appeared to be under pressure, Salim said. I would find him alone, sitting outside after midnight. Muhammad would take his own life in his tent shortly after Eid in April. According to the Response Coordination Group, a Syrian NGO working in the northwest of the country, suicides are on the rise in the region, with 22 in 2021 to at least 32 in the first 6 months of 2022. Ahmed Abdul Hay, a psychotherapist working with the SAMS Medical Center in Idlib, told Al Jazeera that the trauma that many Syrians have experienced may be a reason for the increased number of suicides. People in northern Syria face conditions such as displacement, losing their homes, living in camps where they lose their privacy, as well as unemployment, poverty, and an inability to adapt to difficult conditions. This then leads to people losing hope and fearing the future. Approximately 90% of Syrians live under the poverty line, according to the United Nations, leaving many Syrian breadwinners unable to provide for their families. Most of the suicides carried out have been young people, many of whom have lost hope after living for such a large portion of their lives during the war. Young Syrians see on the internet and in films people living lives completely different to their own. This often makes them feel secluded and makes them think negative thoughts about their unknown future. Darwish also believes that an improved economic environment would help to alleviate the growing trend. While a majority of the suicide cases recorded were men, Abdul Hay explained that this may not actually be true. This is a conservative society where psychological illness is regarded as shameful, and when people avoid visiting psychiatrists. I think the number of women who have committed suicide is likely to be higher, but people don't talk about it publicly and say the death was caused by something else. So that's the sad fact of life and death in Syria. In India, the rape case is back in the news. Bilkis Bano, who was gang-raped and saw 14 members of her family being murdered by a Hindu mob during the 2002 anti-Muslim riots in western Indian state of Gujarat, is back in the headlines. On Monday, 11 convicts who were serving life sentences for rape and murder in the case walked out of prison to a hero's welcome. A video that has since gone viral showed the men lined up outside the Godhra jail while relatives gave them sweets and touched their feet to show respect. The decision to free the convicts was announced by the Gujarat government on Monday as India celebrated its 75th anniversary of independence. The move by the state government, the Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, is in power in both Gujarat and nationally and has been criticized by opposition parties, activists, and several journalists, who say it goes against the right of minority Muslims. Attacks on the community have risen sharply since the BJP formed the government in 2014. They were released after they'd spent 14 years in jail, as well as other factors, including the age and behavior in prison. The men who were first convicted by a trial court in 2008 have spent 15 years in prison, but many have pointed out that the release was in contravention of guidelines issued by both federal and government and the Gujarat state government that say that rape and murder convictions cannot be granted remission. Life terms in these crimes are usually served until death. So, anyway, sad stuff going on there. All right, well, that's 5 minutes has passed.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yeah, we should play a song, get rid of all of that pain in our hearts here. So, yeah, let's do that. And then we'll come back and I'll tell you all the other horrors that are happening in the world. Oh, look. I'm not sure what this is going to sound like, but the song is called No Fun from Joji. If it's terrible, we'll listen to something else.
No fun. my friends, they're gone. They all.
Nope. This is Amy Winehouse singing Love is a Losing Game.
For you, I was a flame.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You were listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. SDF, well, that's powered by you, my friends. So thank you for being here and hanging out. We have just about 5 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe happens. This show airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. And then we've got Gray Selections at 20 hours. And then Gray Reflections at midnight UTC on Thursday. So check that out if you would like. Also, Synth Battle Royale Review, the SBRR, airs at 1100 a.m. tomorrow on Thursday, so check it out, followed by Perinder AC Cadaver. I always say that wrong, sorry. And Shake Your Booty with DJ Mac. So check out the schedule for more info, but lots of exciting stuff in the future. All right. Let's talk about all the messed up stuff in the world, because you know what?
Resistance is futile.
All right, so here are some headlines that we're not going to have time to dig deeply into. Cadaver Equus. 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 All right. Perinde Cadaver Equus. Cadaver. Okay. All right. Florida prosecutor removed for abortion stance sues DeSantis. The elected prosecutor has said that his removal from office is a result of his willingness to criticize him. An elected Florida prosecutor was removed from office by DeSantis because of his positions on abortion and transgender rights filed suit Wednesday to get his job back, saying the Republican leader violated his First Amendment rights. And William Ruto vows a return of Democratic Kenya. 2 days after the Electoral Commission declared him the winner of the presidential race, Kenyans wait for a resolution of the electoral dispute. Ruto garnered 50.49% of votes, however his main rival, Odinga, rejected the results. Addressing members of his coalition in Nairobi, Ruto commended his supporters as he credited them with providing him a mandate broader than Kenya's previous election. In 2017, we had 25% in 34 counties. This year, we won 25% in 39 counties. That broader mandate comes with greater responsibility to every Kenyan. There will be no room for exclusion of any part of the Republic of Kenya. So that's going on there in Africa. Just an update there. Venice, mayor hunts for idiots filmed surfing along the Grand Canal. The mayor of Venice has said it's on the hunt for the two overbearing idiots who were filmed gliding along the Grand Canal on motorized foil surfboards. The young men were spotted dodging gondolas and water buses as they navigated Venice's main thoroughfare on Thursday morning. The scene was recorded by several astonished onlookers. One of the videos that was widely shared online was posted by Luigi Brugnaro, the mayor of Venice, on Twitter. And it's in. Here are the two idiots who made a mockery of this city. I ask everyone to help us identify and punish them, even if our weapons are really blunt. Mayors urgently need more powers in terms of public safety. He said he would offer dinner to anyone who could help locate the duo. So, hey, Tobe's going to start in 90 seconds and do a real show, not just a test show. All right, I'm going to hurry up because we're running out of time. Oh, no. Ah, there's so much news, not enough time. Elon Musk joked about buying Manchester United. A whale surprised two paddleboarders in Argentina. A Saudi Arabian woman was given 34 years in prison for using Twitter while abroad. And the leader of Palestine said that Israel has committed 50 Holocausts in Palestine, which caused a lot of trouble while he was speaking in Germany. And the world is woefully unprepared for massive volcano catastrophe, the world warns. And sewage hits dozens of beaches in England and Wales after heavy rain. All right, enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. There's so much news happens every single day. I'll do my best to get you what I can tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.